Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuden.
Thank you. that shit go up and down.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Diggy dick tick, 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 tick,
what not? Feminine cock, cock, cut, cock, cock, cut, 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 cat, kitty, kitty, hit, cat, cock, cut, a rip, tick, titty, titty, tick, tick, cock, cut, a foot, 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 cock, yeah, cut, titty, tick, cat, cat,
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, realist with a twist. Mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Fest, mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all foot and eye, male figure versus female. female figure, two trophies, one cash prize for $250. Open to all team secrets. One trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
The number one station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, all the way, honey. This is the number one spot on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, honey. We're here, we're live. It is Hot Topic Tuesdays / What the Fuck Tuesdays. Whatever's on your chest, whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your breast, you could definitely call in here and you could definitely talk about it, honey. And it's a lot of things that we didn't, that we forgot to recap last night, and that you think that we forgot to talk about this weekend. Feel free to definitely press 1 and we could definitely talk about all of that and more, honey. And we're also going to talk about a lot of comments and things that was made this weekend and everything that I forgot to talk about last night. But I woke up today and I remembered a lot of comments. I watched a lot of clips from this weekend, honey. So we're definitely going to get into all of that shade and madness and stuff that, you know, honey, I'm from the unapologetic era of shade, honey. So we're definitely going to talk about all of that here tonight, honey, because I'm definitely unapologetic for everything that comes out of my fucking mouth, because I don't give a fuck what comes out of my mouth, because why? I am the shadiest femme queen of the motherfucking year. Without further ado, I'm going to go get my good, good girlfriend, and I'm going to bring her on, and we're going to get the madness and shade started.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta, European Vogue, you have to vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty. You're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. box the chambers for you.
What's going on, darling? How are you doing tonight? Hello? London?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kelly.
What's going on, my darling? How are you doing tonight?
Bloody, I was just eating.
Oh, you was eating? What you eating?
I see.
The girls are still at you again tonight, I see.
Bloody, I see they're still there.
Yeah, they're still here. They're still reading you in the back.
Did you adopt them?
No, I didn't adopt them, honey. I didn't adopt them. Honey, the girls, Miss London said she well, we don't do speakers. She said if you want her, she said call into the show. She said, did you wash those funky feet, Ira?
Are they still trying to use your phone?
Yes, they're still trying to use my phone.
Oh, she's such a cutie queen.
Oh, yeah, she is a cootie queen, honey. She said she's such a cootie queen. Yes, honey, yes. It's going to... Baby, they want to call into the show. They want a piece of you, Miss London. Honey.
Tell them don't waste their minutes.
She said don't waste your prepaid minutes. Oh, baby, honey, they're calling in now, honey. They want a piece of you, London, honey. So I hope you're ready.
Wait, I thought it was just Ira. Is it Ira and Twin?
Oh, I don't know. No, Twin's not saying nothing. Twin is low riding tonight. It's just Ira tonight.
Oh, okay.
Late. Ooh,
oh,
why
definitely.
Is...
That no, butch queen in drag can get some.
Oh, now Ira started now. I mean, now Twins started.
Bloody. They're both butchering and drugs.
Oh, shit. She gets very... Hold on, let me put you on speakerphone. Say that again.
They're both butch queen and drugs.
That's fine.
Wait, Kelly, were they the drugs? Were they the drugs that was voguing in the back of the Rumble?
Ernie. Hold on, we have a caller. 267-259. You're live on the air.
Well, yeah, this is Maya Angelou.
Hey, Maya.
How are you? London needs to sit her ass down.
What'd you say?
I said London needs to sit her ass down.
Why?
Ernie.
Because you're feeling it on her time.
Baby.
Hey,
Kelly,
how are
Maya?
You?
It's actually
I'm
my
good.
Time.
I just took my blood pressure medicine.
Baby, how you doing, Maya?
Did you write another
good.
Poem?
How are you?
Did you write another poem, or are you still in the group home?
Baby.
I'm not writing any poems anymore.
So what's going on, Maya? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I want the shit to get started.
What shit you want to get started?
Start the shit.
I want the shit to be started.
What shit you want to be started, Maya?
Did Khadijah really steal that girl's trophy for sex body?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she stole her trophies. Maybe we get Khadijah to call in here and find out. If anybody is about Khadijah or know Khadijah numbers, please tell Khadijah to call in the show. Maya want to know that she stole Letitia's trophies.
Maya,
for
they
luscious
want to
body
try another
year.
When did you see Landon?
They want you to write another little poem.
The last time I wrote a poem, I made you cry.
Oh, shit.
Never.
Maya, and I thank you.
You can never.
Oh, no,
London,
honey.
I would never, ever.
Kelly, do you have another caller?
No, we don't have another call, honey. It's just Miss Maya, honey. Everybody's just listening, honey. No one has anything to say. Everyone's just sitting here and everyone's just listening, honey. This works me with the girls. None of the girls never have anything to say. They just want to sit here and they want to listen to me talk. Baby, I don't understand why.
Yeah, baby, Kelly, did anybody, nobody got locked in Las Vegas?
Did anybody get locked? I heard somebody did get locked in Vegas at the airport. And I also, you know, it's Hot Topic Tuesdays, and I heard somebody got locked here in New York this weekend for driving with a suspended license, but I don't know who. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me who was that girl that came from out of state and was driving here with a suspended license and got locked up in New York City, honey. We get the tea on that. Hold on, we have another caller. 917-693, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, London, how are you?
Hello,
hey,
lovely.
Keisha.
Why you always do that, Kelly?
What?
Who is this, and then you say my name after?
Oh, because, you know, baby, you know, I know your other number, honey, and so, you know, when I see your number come, when I see your 347 for, you know, number, I put your name by your number so I know it's you. But I see you're calling from your cell phone tonight.
Kelly.
Yes.
Two questions. You going out tonight?
Yes, I'll be out tonight.
I'll see you tonight. I'm a slave tonight.
Yeah, I'm coming out tonight because, you know, I'm coming out because, you know, it's the unapologetic era, you know. So I'm unapologetic for anything that comes out my fucking mouth tonight.
Maybe I will reveal who the London is because pussy thought I was London. Remember?
You're gonna reveal who London is tonight.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished, Maya.
Hey, Keisha, does anybody know who you are?
No.
Oh shit.
I'm anonymous.
No, even in your real life.
There we go.
I know who Keisha is.
Is her name Keisha?
Yes, her name is Keisha Maya.
I don't know her.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Maya, no one knows her, but Kelly.
I was watching a big day.
And I thank you.
Maya, I said I'm not finished.
Why y'all double-teaming my girlfriend, Miss Keisha, tonight?
She needs to respect her elders. I'm old enough.
Oh,
to be her
great-great-grandmother. Kelly, I was watching a ball tape, right?
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people knew. This Amber Rose used to walk balls. She used to walk women's face, correct?
She did.
Keisha, that's so late.
When she walked the Revlon ball, and I'm like, she looks familiar.
Just figuring out that she used to be a Quran back in the day, young lady?
Yeah, her last house that she left when she left the ballroom scene, she was a Mizza when she stopped walking balls. But she was a Quran first, and then she went to Mizrahi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keisha is in the Kiki scene, so she doesn't really know a lot about...
No, I'm not in the Kiki scene, sweetie. I'm way too old for that, mama. Too old for that.
I'm going to fuck y'all up, honey. Well, y'all is
Why are you double-teaming me tonight?
Huh?
What? Double-teaming me tonight.
I can't hear you.
Why are they double-teaming me tonight?
Wait, Keisha, we'll see you tonight, babe, sweetie. Do we have another caller back to the chambers, Keisha? Thank you.
Oh,
and
shit.
I thank you.
Keisha, I'll see you in a little while.
All right, mama.
Okay. The next caller we have is 718-304. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, London. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Kelly, I just wanted to ask a question. Because the girl's saying that, you know, you were kind of shook or whatever. I wanted to know, what was the discrepancy between you and Boogie?
What discrepancy?
Well, the girl said that you and Boogie had got into it or whatever.
Did we get into it?
At Vogue Night Tuesday.
Me and Boogie didn't get into anything on Vogue Night Tuesday, so I don't know where the girls got that from. Maybe that was fabrications and lies. Me and Boogie hasn't got into anything. Me and Boogie has been really close for the last couple of days.
Well, I'm glad it came from, you know, they always say get the information from the horse's mouth, so I'm glad you
said that. So I don't know where the girls got that me and Boogie got into something that is untrue.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome, darling.
Wait, Kelly, do they give out platinum membership cards to people who go to Vogue Nights every Tuesday?
What'd you say?
Do they give out platinum membership cards to people who go to Vogue Nights loyal every Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, did you guys see the ball on Atlanta Housewives when they called Raquel a gay man?
When?
NeNe leaks. She called Raquel a gay man.
When did they air the episode?
I think it's on the website. They didn't air it.
Oh, they didn't air it yet? Oh, I can't wait to see that episode. I want to know why did that happen.
No, she called him a gay guy.
Oh, Miss Jasmine really looked cute, honey. Congratulations to Jasmine Khan once again for winning Film Queen Performance of the Year, honey. She looks really cute in her picture, honey. Bitch. Oh, my God. Any girls that got any hot tea and y'all can't spill it and y'all don't want to spill it, honey, definitely send it over to me or send it over to London, honey. You know, we'll definitely put it out there for you girls, honey. Since bitches seem like they don't want to spill and eat they sell. Honey, what the fuck? It's so boring.
I wanted to go off tonight, but I'm not.
Are you coming out tonight?
No, I wanted to go off on the phone, but I'm not.
Why?
Nothing.
Tell me what it is, honey.
No, I was going to go off.
I'm waiting for the girls to call in, honey, and press 1, honey. Where is the legendary Mother Divine Chanel, honey? Where's the pioneer icon R.R. Chanel, honey? Where are they at tonight, honey? What's the eat, honey? Is everybody MIA? Is everybody missing in action? Are the children all right? I don't know, honey. Maybe the girls will call in here later. If they don't call in here, you know what that means. Blah, 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 blah.
Basically, just be scared.
Hold on, we have another caller. 240-581. You're live on the air on Hot Topics Tuesdays.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, London.
Hey, darling.
You know, I had to say, I'm going to say last night, because, I guess you had us on mute because I was on the phone with Alexis last night. But, Kelly, bitch, I want to tell you again, bitch, even though I know I told you at the ball, but, bitch, you was motherfucking on, bitch, at that ball.
Oh, I do try.
You was on. Mind you, I was out with me, Buka, and Jared. We all was out today at BBQ's, and we was talking about it again today. Bitch, you was really motherfucking sitting. Like, if the girls ever would try to give, bitch, that you didn't have it,
Naima, I wish I can say the same about you. No, I'm just playing. No.
Did I do that to Naima?
I just had to get her. I didn't get her in a long time.
I miss you too, my dad. But yeah, you were sitting, Kelly. I mean, even when you was had your nut outfit on, I was like, oh, bitch. I said, she looked like one of them type of nuts. She stripped her body or whatever. I took that nut outfit off. Like, one of them dominated nuts. You know how, like, your girlfriend would dress up for the boyfriend and stuff like that? You know how people be in relationships? They would dress up as a nun or whatever, but they have, like, a dominatrix outfit or something like that underneath it. Bitch, you was a painted gun nun, honey, up in that outfit, bitch.
Baby, I do try, honey, you know. Maybe the girls will come out tonight, honey, you know, if they're listening, honey. The girls will come out tonight for part 2.
Okay.
Because I'm not playing with the hoes, Miss Tang, honey.
Wait,
honey,
what's Someone said, what the fuck is up with the ball getting shut down in Kansas City?
Yeah, they said Gigi Chanel ball got shut, the ball in the party got shut down on the first, honey. Gigi, if you're out there listening, the girls want to know what happened with your ball being shut down. Feel free to definitely call in here and press 1 and give us a tea about your ball, honey. Everybody's gagging, honey, that the ball got shot. Naeem, I'm going to place you back on hold. I have a couple of more callers.
No, she was about to say something.
What?
So what is your take on the realness, on the legendary realness category?
Okay, we'll get back to you, Naeema, next quarter.
Oh, shit. What is my take? My take on that category is blah, 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 blah. That's my take on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Naeema.
All right.
Okay. The next caller we have is 347-286. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. 347-268, you're live on the air. One more time, 347-286, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
Wait, where's Maya? Did she die?
Maya, 267-259,
yes,
you're live on the air. Oh, there go Maya right there.
Oh, you're still there.
My
Her phone had hung up.
Yes.
Her phone had got disconnected. She had to call back in, honey. Hold on. We have another caller. 347-553. You're live on the air on Hot Topic Tuesdays.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, it's Hot Topic Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Well, I got a topic.
What's
you
the
know
topic?
How last Wednesday they had the new requirement to, like, legendary and icon status?
Yes.
Well, who do you think has, like, all those qualities or whatever to get deemed icon or legend next year?
I have no opinion on it.
Or anybody else?
Wait, what's your question?
Like, what people in the ballroom team right now do you think has the requirement?
Maya in London is not a legend or icon to have an opinion on that situation.
No, wait, I'm legendary, wait.
You know what?
She's legendary in England.
I got deemed by Maya. She's a pioneer.
And I thank you.
Like.
Well, that was just my little topic, so.
Thank you, though.
Welcome.
Okay, hold on. Could I have to reboot my thing? Hold on. The next caller is 757-202. You're live on the air.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
What's going on?
Hello, how are you?
This is Rick Ross Ebony. I just want to give a shout-out to my brother, Comp Punch Ebony from VA, that passed this morning. I just want to give him a love shout-out.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
If anybody else is out there on the phone and you would like to give a shout-out, give a blast-out or whatever, you might want to do, honey, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. We are definitely here. We're definitely live, honey. You know what, honey? What the fuck? We're here. Hold on. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be back with these words from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th. 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize. $500 Bookscene European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Favorite, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Commercial break. If you're on the phone lines, this is Hot Topic Tuesdays. If you got something that you would like to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring you up on the motherfucking line so you can say what's on your fucking mind. How are you doing? Maya, London, are you there? Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Are y'all there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just having a conversation.
Y'all having conversations, sidebar conversations? What were you and Ms. London talking about?
Just talking to my friend. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. 1 second.
Okay. Bitch. Our bitch is about to get the shit smacked out of them.
So, wait, I got a topic. Monica versus Brandy.
Monica versus Brandy, honey. I don't know. Who does she even want it up? Honey. I got a topic, honey. Baby. Yeah, get the shit smacked out of you, bitch. Honey. I got a topic. What is the unapologetic era? Let's say that's what I want to talk about. If anybody's out there and y'all want to talk about that, feel free to press 1. Hey, let's talk about it.
What do you mean?
I don't know, honey. That's what was being thrown around this weekend. We had a caller, but then they dropped off, honey. I guess they didn't want to talk about it.
But those two topics, if you want to just press 1 just to see that, because, but just be scared to spill tea, so,
I guess we're just going to sit here, and me and you going to just sit here. We're just going to sit here and just talk amongst ourselves, and, you know, just me and you.
Yeah.
Because nobody has anything to say. And we can talk on Facebook. I can hit you up in your inbox, and we can do this on Facebook without all the girls in our business.
I know. Just put the beat on or play some commercials.
Hold on. We got a caller. 510-532. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Like,
hello?
few shots out, then that y'all and got boring and stopped. I want to send a shout out to the House of Filler. And then I'm going to plug that boy show, Prince. He got a new silent film called The Single Man.
Sweetie, I'm going to need you to send that voice back to the chambers because I like to listen to the phone.
Now, you can take your ass back to the ghettos of Birmingham. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Sweetie, my neighbors can actually hear you.
Hood-needing motherfuckers.
Fuck the chambers.
Now, anyways, yeah, I called in here, and I want to give a shout-out to my husband, Prince Fowler.
I don't think you need to be calling in here with your voice reads like that.
Listen to him, Maya. You can go on somewhere. But anyways, and then another thing. Why can't I call in here blocked? Why I got to unblock my phone here?
Ain't shit private about this motherfucking show. If you want to call in, bitch, you gonna unblock your number.
Well,
my neighbor.
Everybody don't be calling in here for no
mess. I just be wanting to listen to the show. Well, if you want to listen to the show, you gonna dial your number and your number gonna come up, your area code, and the first thing is your number gonna come up and you gonna call into the show. Other than that, you won't listen to the show.
Speaking to me with all that attitude, goddammit. I had the show last night, and you trying to say that the Latina girls is more fishy than the black girls. And ain't you black, goddammit? What kind of shit is that?
Sit your dumb ass down, bitch.
Look at here, Maya. You can go on somewhere else in the corner and get you a new palm together, hey.
She said,
anyway, I just had to call in and send a shout out to the House of Fellas.
The House of Fellas.
Come on, baby.
Flatty, and you sound just like a fella. Now, back to the chambers, night to night.
And I thank you.
Okay, that caller is gone. The next caller is 410 5. You're live on the air. 410-685, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
How's your finding yourself? How are you doing?
Oh, God. This is Big Red from the chat room. I want to know
Big Red.
Hey, London, how are you?
Hey,
I want to know, what is the real tea with Cassandra and just all that shit back and forth in the juice room that don't nobody want to talk about?
I think Cassandra is now Mother Herrera of New York City.
No, I don't think she is anymore.
Oh, did she worked it out with the Ebony's now?
No, someone was going to pick her clothes again.
Yes, they were. It's just been a mess in that room, back and forth. But I'ma beat you. You gonna beat me, bitch? Revlon, you say one more motherfucking thing, and my word is bond. I'm going to fuck you up.
You know, baby, I'm in like 40 different rooms, honey. I don't have time to be going and looking in these rooms and all of that shit, child. I turn my alerts off and everything, honey, because it's just too much.
It is.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It really is.
I mean, and my thing is, as an adult, if I choose to leave your house or you choose to leave my house, however I left. Let me go. You go your way. I go my way. And just be done with it. But all this, I'm going to read you because you left, and I'm going to read you till you come back. That is just stupid.
But I don't understand. But you see, that's just ballroom in general, and that's just typical fag shit. And that's how you know who is really your true friends and who is really your true family members. Because regardless of the fact of whatever your last name is, if you're still friends with somebody and you're still associates and you call somebody your family, regardless if they switch houses or, you know, branch off to do their own thing, you should still be a family or a friend. But it's not like that with these girls in the ballroom scene. It's all about ballroom. And so when people leave your house and go and do other things, then, you know, you want to get red and all types of things. And, you know, it's horrible. It's really late.
And, like, I was, because me and Naima are really close, and, like, I was telling Naima something tonight when we were talking. The one thing that I respect about you that I have never heard any other house say is that I'm not building a house. I'm building a family. And a family will go through what a family goes through, and at the end of the day, it's still a family.
Yes, amen to that, Ernie. I told everybody, I have done a house for 15 years. I don't want to do a house anymore. The houses are played out. It's all about building a family and having loyalty and people that you can trust around you. And, you know, if you say something, you don't have to worry about it getting out. And, you know, and it's he say, she say, and all that other bullshit. If I have a problem here in my family, we're going to sit down and we're going to discuss it together as a family, and we're going to get over it. It's not, oh, I'm going to go to Joe Blow and tell Joe Blow what's the problem that I have with this person, and then Joe Blow going to come back and talk. No, we're going to sit down as adults, and we're going to have this problem out, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to move on.
All right. I love y'all. You can put me back on hold.
Thank you, baby. I will
Thank
definitely
you.
Do that. Okay. The next call I have is 740-281. You're live on the air on Hot Topic Tuesday.
Yeah, I just want to say I can't believe how that last lady talked. That's just ridiculous.
This is
about the ballroom. This is about the ballroom, and it's just so ridiculous. Oh, I just want to say, it's horrible how that lady treated you.
What's
it's
ridiculous?
Horrible. How that lady treated you, I can't believe.
What did you say?
That lady.
The queens can't even keep their voices together when they call her here, but say, their voices crack and everything.
I could never.
These girls are just too much.
But
it's just too much.
There's no one calling in talking about our two topics, so what's the tea?
Yeah, no one's calling in, no one's talking about the topic. And you know what I'm about to do? Since no one's calling in, no one's talking about the topic, y'all know what I'll do, bitch. Bitch. I'll hit the road, Jack, and I won't come back until next week, Monday. Keep it ew. I look like Big Cunt over here, boy-headed Big Cunt, wash face with no paint on, Miss Thing. Just, you know, looking like the cunt sitting here.
Is there a show tomorrow?
Yes, there's a show tomorrow. It's the State of Emergency, Episode 8. It's going to be live on the air with the legendary, iconic one himself, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture. It's the State of Emergency. We're always in it. We're going to be in a state of emergency until we get this scene together. Baby, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. Call 911. Call 911.
Oh, bloody shut up.
Oh my God.
Well, Kelly, someone sent me a hot topic and said, why did Jack come at Kelly saying that she shouldn't walk face and have a reason to read Chinese?
I don't know, honey. But you know what? Private caller, stop pressing one. You're not going to get through. Okay? Y'all wasting your time.
No, let just one through. Just one.
Just let one through?
Yeah.
Just that one thing? You want one private caller tonight, London?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if it's a private caller on the line, London says she wants one private caller. I guess you want to see exactly why they gave me Shady as Fem Queen of the Year. I guess that's what you want to see. Well, London said if it's one private caller, we're going to let one through for tonight, honey. So if you're on the air and you're private, press one. But I don't think we have any private callers on because I can see all the numbers and the area codes and the first three digits of the numbers, honey. And I don't think we have any private callers on, honey, because I've been hanging up on them all night. And I'm going to continue to hang up on them every time they call in. But we'll give y'all one tonight.
So, was it Maya Go? Is she still on the phone?
I don't know, honey. The girls
yes,
in
town. I'm still here.
Oh, hold on. We got Maya here. London, here you go, London. You ready? Go ahead, London.
No, she's here. I just want to make
sure. No, Maya's there, London, but your private caller is there too, London.
Oh, so private caller, what do you have to say? Let's go.
Hello?
Yes, you're live over there.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Big Dick Willie out there. And I just got to say, this is a great show. I just want to talk about ballrooms. What are we talking about tonight?
I don't know. Whatever you want to talk about. It's Hot Topic Tuesday, so whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about Barack Obama. He's just a real hot man, and I like to get between them cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, London, you see what you started? Now you got all of these private callers pressing one.
I just love private calls. I got private. Do you have private?
Thank you, private caller. Bye, private caller. Bye. You know what? You know what? Because you know what I'm going to do? Because we only got 38 minutes into the show, Miss Day. So you know what I'm going to do for these 38 minutes, bitch, tonight, for these 38 minutes? Because if we don't have any callers, bitch, okay, I'm going to hang up because I'm ready to get off the phone anyway. So I'm going to take the private callers for the next 38 minutes, honey. So you want some London? You got some. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Come on, sweetie. Practice your voice. Press mute. Practice your voice.
Okay, you're gone. Okay. See, that's why you can't play with the kids. You try to play with them and then they get real nasty, honey.
Wait, did he say Obama sweet cheeks?
Yes, he said he wanted to get into baby. He said he wanted to get into that man's cheeks, Miss Thing. I'm not saying the name, Miss Thing, because you never know who listening to the show.
Where is Rodney R.R. and Divine at?
I don't know. Everybody's MIA. Everybody's missing in action today. Really? Oh, bloody. Private caller, you live over there.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Hey. You know what, guys? This is just a great, great show. And I'm just so happy to be here tonight. What's the topic? Any hot topics?
Yeah, the hot topic. Yeah.
Randy or Monica?
Well, I got a big, huge boat. I got a big, huge boat.
I got a big
boner. Hey, you know what, guys?
Did you have a happy meal?
No, wait. I'm serious. I just drank a Four Loko, and I got a huge boner.
Lucky, but wait, he's really white.
Have you ever had a huge boner between your sheets?
Where does Four Logos come from?
The LaCroix is gone. Really? Baby. They're having fun tonight, honey. They're getting their life tonight, honey. This looks so good, bitch. Baby, yes, hold on. Naima, you live back on the air.
I got a question. You know, being that yesterday you were talking about how we all was packed up and, in that lab and everything. And to my recollection, I could have sworn Jack said that he wasn't going to patronize the lab anymore because I think the last time they had treated us so fiercely and it was making everybody check their codes when it was illegal to do that. And something else had happened, and I could have sworn Jack said that he wasn't going to have any more functions at that lab. So what happened this go around that he had it there this time? And we do the same thing again.
I don't know. Maybe,
really,
you know.
That's another thing I wanted to say. That really got on my nerves. That all of them, his other motherfucking miserable.
Naima, maybe it was within the budget.
Maybe it was what?
Maybe it was within the budget.
I mean, couldn't you have gotten that place up there up there by you, Kelly, that place up there in Hunts Point?
Yes, they sure could have.
But why do you get that? Because it's like that man, first of all, the man don't use the girl like that. And that was the main thing that he said on the, just because it just hit me. That was the main thing he said on the microphone the last go round when he had a function and how he wasn't going to come back there anymore. And he, remember, he went on the microphone and everything.
Well, you got to use what you got to get what you want, and they use
it.
But
I mean, isn't that place up there at the Brooklyn a little cheaper than LA ever? Yeah. At her point?
It's cheaper over here to use this place over here, but you got to use what you got to get what you want, and they use what they got, and they got what they wanted.
Well, I guess you get what you pay for, but that was just, I'm going to tell you one thing.
Wait, you think they really wanted to throw a ball right near Kelly's home?
You know what? It's not even so much that it's at Kelly's house. That place is bigger just up there by Kelly's house. That's number one. And then number two, I'm in that crowd that was in there that was carrying. And they, or whatever, like that, the function was all right. I had myself a really nice time. But other than that, it's no shame. It was so many girls in there that was complaining stuff like that. If he never did again, he may get a turn out again, he may not. But that carried inside that place. I really think that he should have had it up there at Hut Point. And maybe he should have it up there next year or somewhere other place other than that man. Because that man was absolutely fucking horrible. So is the doggone owner.
But Naima, it's over, and you will.
Well, you know the best thing I'm going to ask you about. Who made those cupcakes?
I don't know.
Those cupcakes was good, honey, with that fondant. My fat ass. I was high, but they was good, though. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those cupcakes were spiked.
Oh, shit. Sure. They was good, though. They was red velvet. Them cakes was good.
You have to ask man about the cupcakes. Man did the decorations and things.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't see that lab. I don't see coming in next year, honey, if he have it at that place again.
Oh, and Naima, to answer your question, isn't she legendary already?
You said, isn't he?
Isn't Cassandra legendary already?
Well, yeah, that's what. Yeah, she's been legendary.
So, what was your question?
When?
Nothing.
Naima, I'll put you back on, Naima.
Oh, you tried to be nothing like I just caught it. Just listen to you. I got it. I caught it.
The next caller is 718-304. You're live over there.
Hey, Kelly, I have a question for you. What did you think about the judges panel throughout the entire night that you were there? Did you think that they were fair or they would
be shady?
I'm going to be
100% honest with y'all. I can't give y'all no opinion on the judges panel because I didn't see the ball. I'm just seeing the categories now as ballroom throwbacks and spinning up clips. Pieces and pieces of clips.
Were only five judges, right?
Yeah, there was five judges all night long, and I couldn't see anything that happened at the ball. Unless I was up there walking the category, I did not see anything that was going on. I'm just watching the ball for the first time today.
Oh, okay. So, and I heard you say something about, or someone else said something about they didn't call
what?
You. What? LSS?
Look at that.
That show was not just on my bed. Kelly, they need to leave your house. Call her, but she didn't get called out for LSS. It was shame. Yeah, because they always call her out for LSS. Everywhere she goes, when I was told by they just call her out for this.
And you know, I've seen Kelvin look dead at her.
Wow. But they can call everybody else out. And some that they called out didn't really need to be called out.
Right.
Hold on. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, baby. Hello.
Hello.
How
are you?
I don't know what to say.
Not even acknowledging.
Okay, the private call is gone, honey. True.
Come on, I can understand you're a private caller, but don't be boring, please.
Honey, who are you telling? Honey, hold on, we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsors, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Hold on.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Commercial break. And to you listeners that's in the chat room that don't want to hear commercials, Miss Thing, you can log offline, honey. Whenever you feel like that you don't want to hear commercials, you can log offline, because when you listen to our radio stations, you hear commercials, you hear advertisements. This show is not free, so we have to advertise, okay? And if you want to advertise yourself, your ball, your party, or anything, please definitely hit me up on Facebook. And if you girls can't take it, get the fuck off the fucking phone. Yes, honey. Maya London.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So, bitch. Girl, the girls have so much to fucking say, honey. 703-867, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, London.
Hey, darling. How you doing?
Great. I have a question. What happened to Nicole?
What happened to Nicole what?
Being on the show.
Nicole no longer works here.
Wait, caller, before I open my mouth, just like before I open my door, I ask, who is it?
Sierra. Miss.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Yeah, because I feel like the show was different when Nicole was on it, because the Chanels need to get up off it.
Why would you say that?
They're boring. I'm sick of hearing all our old boring ass, there's no shade, and Divine Loud ass need to go down to that other Atlanta show. Bring Vicky Gotti up here. That's probably cute for her because she's an up north and the East Coast girl. It'd be much cuter for the girls. It's getting bored. Maya Angelou, mind your business, girl.
Well,
wait, but caller, they're our co-hosts. You can't read them.
Yes, why are you reading the co-hosts like that? Why do you think that they're boring? I think everybody brings a different flavor to the show. You don't want one type of flavor on the show. Everybody is unique in their own different way, and everybody brings their own flavor and their own style to the show. Divine brings her own style. Divine might bring grape Kool-Aid to the show. RR might bring motherfucking lemonade Kool-Aid to the show. I might bring wild cherry, and Rodney might bring orchard peach. Everybody brings something different, and London brings her style too. Everybody brings different styles.
I bring pomegranate.
And London brings pomegranate, honey. And Maya Angelou bring peach. Everybody brings their own different style and their own different flavor to the show. And that's what it's all about. This show is like The View. You have different men and you have different ladies that sit up here on this panel, and everybody brings their own different uniqueness and their own different style to the show. So it's not about just having, you know, one type of flavor on the show. You have to have all different types of flavors and all different opinions, and that's what everybody brings that sits on this panel. And it's no shade to Nicole. She just felt that it was her time to take and go on about her business, and she went good on.
So you don't think the show has been kind of going downhill since Nicole left?
I don't think the show has been downhill since Nicole has gone. The numbers are still fantastic, and the numbers are great. The numbers is no shade to my sister Nicole. I love her down. The numbers is more greater than when Nicole was on the show.
Yeah, can I ask you something, Carla?
Go ahead.
Are you in the house?
Why?
Because my question is, if one of your house members left your house, is your house going to fall apart? Or y'all still going to keep walking balls?
I don't walk balls.
Well, if you did, you could suck them in your mouth, whatever you do with the balls. But if you was in the house and somebody left your house, you're not going to stop walking and doing what you got to do. You're going to keep it moving.
Well, at the end of the day, it's still my opinion. I just think that them Chanel's are drying the show up, and I just think it needs to be a little more juicier.
Well, I have another question for you.
What?
Are you near a closet?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you need to hang yourself up?
You could go slash your
and
throat,
thank
bitch,
you.
For real.
I'm
slash
old.
Your throat
you
and goggle with your own
age.
Blood, bitch.
You better hope to get my age.
Slash your throat and go goggle with your blood, bitch.
This throat has sucked many dicks, and you are soon to find out. And I
right.
thank you.
But yet, you on here disguising your voice, though.
I ain't got to disguise my voice, baby. It's just something I do for fun, bitch, but it ain't about
then bring
nothing.
It out. Then bring it out. Make it hot. Bring it out. Make it hot.
Mm-hmm. And I thank
right.
you.
Okay. Maya Angelou, right. But that was all.
Mm-hmm.
That was my opinion, Kelly. Bye, Kelly.
Thank you, caller. The next caller is 718-304. You're live on the air.
Yes, and I have my opinion about Miss Nicole. I disagree with the caller. Totally. Nicole, if anything, I mean, I like Nicole, but I think that she was kind of loud and just out of control at times. So it's a good thing that she's not on here anymore. So
she brought a different personality to the show. That was just it.
Yeah, she did. And then, I mean, she cut people off a lot, you know, when they had things to say and stuff like that. So I guess, you know, the girls got over it and they fired her. So, you know, that's what happened. It is what it is. So.
I think she quit.
Oh, she quit. I apologize. I'll take that back. She quit. But how she, right, she did quit. But how she went about, you know, saying that leaving the show or whatever, I mean, from my understanding, she texted Kelly and said she will no longer do the show anymore. But then when you called her back and tried to get a reason why she left the show, she wouldn't respond to you. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, but I think she quit, but she listens frequently.
Okay. All right.
Hello, Poodle. Everyone listens to the show, even the girls that say they don't listen to the show. Everyone listens to this show. They can't live without it.
That is true, Kelly.
Motherfucking, this motherfucking show is like a motherfucking good bag of motherfucking kush, bitch. Every motherfucking day it's on, bitch. The girls is trying to get a motherfucking puff.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I have another question. Do you guys think...
Hey, Brandy or Monica?
Oh, Brandy all the way, child. Ain't no way, Monica. Brandy all the way. If anything, Brandy made Monica who she is today. She paved the way for Monica, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No, I know so, honey, because back in the day, Brandy was always number one. The rest of the girls was always behind her, including Monica and Aaliyah. So.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait. You said Aaliyah?
Yes, she was. Aaliyah was never over Brandy back in the day. She was never. She was trying to get to Brandy's level, but she was never. Mm-mm.
No comment.
Okay.
So what was your next question you had, Carla?
Oh, yeah, my next question was, and this is just political or whatever, how do you feel about Sarah Palin entering the race?
I don't see it. I don't see it for her, honey. If anybody's going to be the first woman in the office, it's going to be Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I agree.
No.
She's going to be the first female president in that office.
Mm.
Okay.
It seems like the Republicans. It seems like they have a strategy now. They're trying because no one seems to be working with them, you know? I don't know. So now Sarah Palin comes out of nowhere and says, oh, yeah, well, now I want to run for president.
I'm a person that keeps up with current events and everything. And right now Barack Obama has a 54% lead over the Republicans right now. So then the Republicans is trying to do a lot of damage control right now to take and make sure that they try to get a Republican in that office. It's not going to happen. Barack Obama will have a second term in the office. They're trying to do everything in their power to take and, you know, clean up all their mess. Like, it's ridiculous, like, all the statements that all of these Republicans is making, and then they have to come back and they have to retract their statements because, you know, they're making negative, outrageous statements that's like, oh, like, why would you say something like that? Why would you do something like that? And you gag and, you know, it was just, you know, just certain things that they're doing that's really killing the race for them.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So they're really, you know, just making it bad for themselves or whatever have you. Also,
I don't know why. You know, they need a candidate to run against Barack. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be Rick Romney. He's going to win the Republican race for the Republicans, and Barack Obama is going to crush him. And everybody out there, everybody that's out here that's listening to the show and continues to listen to the show, everybody needs to make sure that their voter registration is up to date and that they follow the new rules that they have out here for voter registration, because they're definitely trying to stop all of the black people from definitely voting. So everybody needs to go and get up on their game and not wait until the last minute, because they definitely have a lot of new rules out there that is definitely trying to stop the black people and the Latino people from definitely voting. So everybody needs to get on that now, not wait until the last minute to do that, because we definitely need to stand strong and let everybody know, baby, we're not playing. We want Obama in office for another 4 years because he's actually doing a great job. Okay,
yes,
everybody can't sit here and get mad at him
because he came in the office after Bush and was cleaning up all the shit that Bush fucks up for the 8 years that he was in the office, and y'all give him 4 years to take and clean up 8 years worth of motherfucking Bush mess? No, he needs another 4 years to show that he can definitely do what he can. And yes, we can do it again this year.
That's right, absolutely.
I would love to vote, but unfortunately I can't because I have no passport, no green card.
But that's just what it is. You know, we definitely, you know, when the summertime come around, you know, we only going to be here on Mondays in the summertime, but we're definitely going to talk about it. We're definitely going to keep it out there in the forefront. You know, it's definitely going to be a topic that we definitely need as a community. There's a lot of things in the ballroom scene that we're trying to do to fix the ballroom scene and everything. But I think as a mother and as a parent or a leader or something in the ballroom scene, if you have somebody that's 18 and older and they are able to vote, we need to get, if they're not registered to vote, we need to get them out there and take them together as a community and get them to register to vote so everybody can be out there, bitch, and we can do this together as a community. Because if we can't do it as a community, if we can't do something together as a community, we're going to all fall, honey.
Absolutely, I agree. And it's time for us to become responsible adults and get out there and vote and do what we have to do and show this man that we are supporting him no matter what.
Yeah, amen, amen to that, honey. We do not need another Republican in the office. We need to take it all. We need to take it all over, honey. We need to take the White House for another 4 years, and we need to take Congress back over. The Democrats need to take and have the majority of the seats in the Senate this year. Also, we need to make sure that happens too, so that we don't have to worry about the Republicans having the power to veto any bills or anything that Obama sends up to Capitol, okay? We need to do that together as a community.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
So we need to do. For all you girls out there that think that all I am is a shady bitch and, you know, and all I do is read and all types of things, you know, I'm very up on my current events. I watch the news at 12, I watch news at 4, 5, 6, and 11. I'm up on everything. I'm a very intelligent bitch when I need to.
All right. It sounds like you watch Eyewitness News, do you?
Yes, I watch Eyewitness News Channel 7, baby, all day, every day, baby. I'm on my current events. I know everything that goes on in current events, Sonny. This is Hot Topic Tuesdays.
I hear that. Oh, and also, Kelly, did you happen to do your interview with Beth Sinister? You already know what I'm talking about.
Yes, the interview is definitely going to be coming out soon. It's going to be out soon. It was done. The photo shoot is done. We're just waiting for the pictures and everything to be, you know, clarified and done. It's going to be a whole thing. It's just not going to just be the interview. It's going to be pictures and everything that come with it and everything.
Okay, cool. I can't wait for that, to see that.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be out real soon.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, I see Mother Jasmine Couture for president.
Jasmine Couture for president?
Yes, and she got my vote.
Well, you know, we could work on that. She can definitely run as an independent. Or she can run as a Tea Party.
Kelly, I see you in Congress because the way you just sewed it for Obama is not even funny.
Well, I can definitely see me having a seat in Congress, definitely working for my gay community and making sure that rights and you know, all types of things is going right for my community. We can definitely make that happen, honey. You know, you don't have to have a master's or a bachelor to take and run for Congress. Anybody can be a U.S. senator or a congressman, maybe. So you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, Kelly, I have something to tell you. You listening?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear about the lady in Maryland who won the $500 million, the Mega Millions, and the people at her job?
I definitely did hear about the lady that matched all the numbers, and she went in with the people at her job at McDonald's, and now she's not, and she's the one was holding the ticket, and now she's not trying to split the money with them. She's trying to take the money and go on about her business, honey. But when you do things like that, My take on that is when you do things like that with people at your job and everything, you have to have things in writing, because it's another case that's going on right now with this other man that has done the same thing, and now they're trying to fight for the money and everything. You have to have that type of stuff in writing when you go in with people like that, because you, at the end of the day, you know, you work with these people, they're your coworkers, y'all work together for years, but when it comes down to money, money is the root to all evil. Money will collapse a friendship.
I would have been sitting outside her house, baby.
I'd have bust that bitch in her mouth, okay? And I'm not a dumb bitch. We would have had everything written down in writing, okay? I would have went to a notary. I would have had the letter notarized and everything that we went in together as co-workers, and we're going to split this if we win. So if anything comes, everybody that put in their money had a copy of that notarized letter saying that we all going to split this when it happened. So we wouldn't have to go through this with her and trying to go to court, because now they're going to take in, they could have the money by this week. Now they're going to be held up in court and all types of prebates and everything trying to get this money. You never know. It might be another 3 or 4 years before they get that money or even see that money or smell that money because the shit she done pulled.
So this goes to show that queens aren't the only ones that take money and run.
Yes. Somebody said she got 7 kids. I don't know. Fuck if she had 90 kids. Okay.
If she had 35 kids, she had 500 million. That's a half of a billion. She will get enough.
She got $640 million. I don't know how many people went in with it at her job, okay? Baby, that is more than enough for you to take and split with those people, that you got to be a greedy, bum-ass motherfucking bitch and try to take it all for your motherfucking self. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen to her, because it happened to one of my friends, Miss Thing, okay? And I told the situation a long time ago, baby. This girl was being helped out by somebody, baby, and when she got her coins and got those coins, she paid that person that was helping her, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know what God did for her? God gave her 30 days with all that good money, and he took her off this motherfucking earth.
My God.
Because she was trifling. When you didn't have anything and you didn't have a place to stay and you didn't have food, that person put food in your mouth and put a roof over your head and gave you some place to wash your motherfucking ass. SSI gave you that motherfucking check and all that back money from all those years that you applied, baby, and then you got that money and you ran off and started staying at somebody else's house and splurging money. He gave you 30 days. By the time your original first check, your second check came, you didn't even get a chance to spend it. Because why? She was dead.
I would have said, just put me in your will. I don't want to argue. Put me in your will.
But Kelly.
Baby.
But Kelly, the lottery.
You get what you there?
Yes. The lottery is saying that they have no recognition that she even has the ticket. That's what they're saying.
Well, I don't know. Well, who has the ticket?
I don't know, they also have a ticket. It's 3 tickets out there. It was a ticket sold in Illinois, a ticket sold in Maryland, and a ticket in somewhere else I haven't forgot. But it's like
Maya sits in front of the TV watching news, eating pistachios.
Yes, and if you turn to BET right now, you will see Big Ange and Wendy Williams.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 323-314, you're live on the air. Okay. You're
going
917-693,
you're live on the air. I'm back, Keisha. I'm Kelly.
What's up, Keisha?
I just want to comment on what you were saying about the lottery.
Yes.
On my job, it was 50 of us that played. And we was like, well, if we win, where's our money? So what we did was we made a copy. The person who that had the ringleader, he made a copy. He made 50 copies. And when you put your money in the pool, he gave each one a copy of those lottery tickets. So if we were to hit, we all have proof that we paid because we had a copy of the lottery ticket, of the ticket that we played. Because the girls will do that.
But Keisha, did you guys win?
We didn't win shit.
Nobody in New York won. He won in Baltimore, some other state. But by the court of law, if you have no proof that you put money in that pool, you're not going to win. I don't care what you say. If there's no proof or in writing or anything, you're going to lose. Regardless of what you say, he say, she say, you go to court, they're going to say, well, what's the proof that you put money into the pool? You can't say, well, it was a verbal agreement. They're not gonna buy that. And, Kelly, I believe, too, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. When you do dirty, people, it comes back to haunt you, and I do believe karma is a bitch.
Uh-huh, it definitely is, baby. You don't do bad by people. You don't do bad by people that do good by you, honey. And every action has a reaction. So when you do somebody dirty, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the ass. That's why I said, you know, I said to myself, baby, I have no time to sit on Facebook and read with anybody anymore and argue and fight with anybody. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord, and I'm going to let him handle it. Because at the end of the day, he's going to come back and he's going to handle everybody the way he needs to handle them. And he has been handling them. And he's going to continue to handle them because I'm a child of the Lord. Honey, I don't walk with the devil on my back, and I don't walk with him on my front, honey. I walk with God on my back and God on my front.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And I keep telling everybody, you don't have to go to church every Sunday to be blessed by the Lord, honey. As long as you say your praises and you're worthy to him and you abide by his rules, everything is going to happen to you, okay? Honey, I don't believe in all that other mumbo-jumbo stuff, honey. You got to believe in that for it to work on you.
That's right, because people are working voodoo and doing everything else.
And they're working overtime. And the girls just don't realize, honey, the harder you work, the easier it makes my life, okay? Baby, and when you keep working that shit, baby, it's going to come back eventually to bite you in your ass.
Mm-hmm. It definitely will.
Baby, it sure does, honey. Hold on, y'all. We have another call up. 510-532. You're live on the air.
Hello? Yeah.
No.
We're not doing that no more. Not right now, okay? I'm being real. I'm being real, honey. Not going with all that, all that cattiness stuff right now, okay? Y'all always sit here and y'all say I'll never be professional, I'll never be real, and then I'm giving it to y'all, and y'all still want to call in here and y'all want to act like assholes. Listen, not tonight, honey, okay? I'm over being, being that.
Hey.
Yes.
Animal cruelty over there.
You have a what?
I said animal cruelty over there.
No, he barks. He is not animal cruelty. He barks when the door opens, honey. When somebody rings the bell, he barks.
What kind of dog do you have, Kelly?
I have a full breed show dog, long haired Chihuahua.
Oh my goodness, the dog must be beautiful.
That's my dog. My dog is so beautiful. He's little. Oh, you just go on Facebook. He got pictures on Facebook. He takes pictures and everything, honey. He's right on Facebook on my pictures.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, honey. Go right up on my Facebook and look at my pictures, honey. And he is right up there, honey, posing and everything. My son does the damn thing. He has his own photos on my page and everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
honey. And for that comment that person that you read or someone said about she has seven kids, who cares if she has seven kids?
Imagine who else, everybody else that was working with her at that job had. They probably got kids too, and this bitch want to run off with the lottery ticket, bitch. They probably got kids, they probably got mothers, they probably got uncles and everybody that they said, oh, if they hit, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Everybody got somebody. You don't do that to people because karma will be a bitch. You never know what's going to happen to her. Bitch, that bitch might walk out her house to go cash in that lottery ticket, and fall down the steps and break her motherfucking neck. And what good is that motherfucking ticket going to do to her and her seven kids? Because somebody, they ain't going to be thinking about her ass, because you know what they're going to do? If she ain't signed that motherfucking ticket, bitch, they're going to dig in her motherfucking pocket and take that motherfucker.
And you know all of her coworkers know exactly where she lives at. She better hope that they don't come to that house and burn her house down, you know, get upset one day and snap and lose it and go pour gasoline on the house.
I don't think she's going to be there. She can't be. She has to have something already.
Yeah, that's what I say, too, because then she's
then she's a complete fool if she's still there, because, I mean, the media was just
the other
day.
Yeah, honey,
but
you know what? I thank everybody for definitely listening to the show tonight, honey. My members from Chicago and the Midwest is still in town, and I'm about to go shake it up with my members from Chicago before they leave and go back home. So, London, can you please say goodnight to the girl? I mean, Maya, can you please say goodnight to the girl? Maya? Oh, Maya must be gone. London, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Nighty-night, and go home, bitches.
Okay. Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, before I go there, don't forget tomorrow night is going to be the State of Emergency Episode 8, and it's going to be, the topic is going to be parents in the ballroom scene, what makes a mother and what makes a father of a house. So definitely tune into that tomorrow night with the legendary founder, icon, CEO, Jasmine Couture. It's definitely going to be a hot topic. It's definitely going to be worth listening to. So all you mothers and fathers that's out there in the scene, if y'all want to be a part of this topic to let us know exactly what makes you a mother and what makes you a father and what makes you stand out from the other mothers and fathers in the ballroom scene to your children, not just ballroom scene, gay parents also, please feel free to definitely call in here tomorrow and definitely be a part of that State of Emergency Episode 8. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm on Wednesday, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love you all, and I'll see y'all here tomorrow night with my sister. Bye-bye.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
I'm the girl.
raised with him, rocking brand new white Tims. I ain't even gonna mess with him. I love him, I hate him. I just wanna be with him. Fuck the boy he chillin' with him. Fuck the girl he chillin' with. She got the biggest dick. The dick got the biggest dick. But I'm the shit, I'm the bitch. He can't help it once this. Stop the spin, keep flipping. I'm the shit, I'm the shit. 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 The boy, 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 the boy.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that with the money.